This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who was apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
Wars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
President Trump has officially gone to war with the deep state. He has finally taken the gloves off. And I have this from public events that have taken place in the last week, to sources very close to the president in the White House. But ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing incredible developments, and I'm going to be laying them out here on this special Sunday broadcast, July 7th, 2019. We always talked about the Achilles heel of the deep state is child molestation. That's the currency. Child molestation, child abuse, child murder, child trafficking, organ harvesting from children, that this is the currencies they traffic in. Not just illicit drugs and weapons or stolen art. Those are all secondary to their main currency, children. And Jeffrey Epstein, and the fact that he had dozens and dozens of flights with Bill Clinton to the sex island, and that Bill Clinton was reportedly in those logs, criminally in some cases, only his initials, and the initials of other people on board. Now, since 9/11, any plane taking off has to have a manifest of who's on it, even if it's private, especially when you leave the country. I even consulted one of my air marshal friends this morning on it, and he confirmed that that is the law. But I've flown on people's private jets, and they get your driver's license and run it before you take off. Or if it's a big group, it's run before on a manifest. Well, guess what happened, ladies and gentlemen? Federal court ordered on July 3rd. It came out July 4th. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of suppressed information that Obama, during his administration to the FBI, and Mueller, who was also involved with Epstein, had suppressed. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is so huge. Jeffrey Epstein has been rearrested. He only got a slap in the wrist before and barely spent any jail time. He was a massive kingpin trafficker, supplying hundreds of girls a month to rich and powerful men, mainly in the Democratic Party, some in the Republican Party. And because this was the weak spot of the Clintons and others, using this to blackmail people, of course, Bill Clinton imbibed. Hillary's more into women, that they tried to blame this on Trump early on, and people like Alan Dershowitz, that's all blown up in their face. The documents have been released, and it proves that Bill Clinton was flying onboard planes with 12, 13, 14-year-old girls to a sex slave island. This makes the latest sex slave cult bust look tame in comparison, and it's exactly what we knew was going on from our sources and everything we've been laying out for years. So we're completely and totally vindicated. I'm going to lay all this out in the next segment and the exhibits and just how huge this is and what this means that Trump's taking the gloves off and how it ties into everything else that we're looking at. Also, we're going to look at the giant earthquake that hit out in California, with top scientists saying the next one could be up to 125 times, you heard me right, stronger, and it would look like something out of The Rock's movie, San Andreas. That's pretty much what it would look like if you ever had an earthquake that big in something like Los Angeles or San Francisco. So that's all going to be coming up today as well. Believe me, this is a broadcast no one should miss. We're turning the tide against the globalists, but we need everybody watching and listening to tell everyone they know right now, tune in. The revolution is being transmitted worldwide.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have lived to see it happen. The accelerated collapse of the globalists, their entire house of cards that was sewn and welded and spliced together with their secret currency. The way they compromise people. The old days, 100 years ago, even 80 years ago, 70 years ago, you'd have to set people up cheating on their wives or maybe being gay. That doesn't work anymore for blackmail. So what works? Children. And so the gang initiation into the deep state, both for conservative and liberal politicians from Europe and the United States, is sex with children. Children as young as 3 years old. I was told this by senior Pentagon military officers and former top FBI agents that ran Southern California, like Ted Gunderson. And all these years later, it's coming out. Jeffrey Epstein worked with the Clintons, worked with Robert Mueller to set up thousands of people. Sometimes he'd procure over 200 girls in a month. Young girls, as young as 10 years old, most about 13, 14. For rich men to have sex with at sex parties. And he'd fly whole plane loads of them out to the Caribbean on his big jet they called the Lolita Express. Bill Clinton flew on it more than 20 times. That's old news. But now we know that he flew a bunch of times without putting his name on it or only putting his initials, which is illegal, violates federal law. Even you're on a private jet now or a private plane or your own plane, you got to give them your social security number or driver's license, who you are, your flight number, and where you're going. They didn't do that. They falsified the reports. And the reports on July 4th got released. The judge ordered it the day before, thanks to Alan Dershowitz, the famous civil rights and defense lawyer, and another great lawyer, doesn't practice law, but a great guy, Mike Cernovich. They were trying to claim that, oh, because Epstein had been let off with a slap on the wrist for all his pedophile pimping, that secretly, Trump was in there, even though it was under Obama's watch, the cover-up happened. So, they sued and got the documents, and guess what? There's no Trump in here. There's no Alan Dershowitz. There's Bill Clinton and all his buddies, and all of these initials of people, which is a violation of federal law. Guess who those people are, the initials? People who didn't want people to know they were on the plane, or individuals that were children. Remember the UN report 2 years ago, admitting, AP even reported, that the UN kidnapped thousands of children. Many died out of the Caribbean. Look at all the child sex trafficking coming in under Obama and even the Senate report admitted, even mainstream news admitted, that thousands of children ended up disappearing, being sex trafficked, many killed under the government program to order the Border Patrol to release them to Democrat charities who, you guessed it, in some cases, trafficked in children's organs. Oh, they're not just raping them. And ladies and gentlemen, the full exhibit is in a powerful Zero Hedge article up on Infowars.com. I read this whole thing the last 2 days and hundreds of pages of other documents that were suppressed in the court agreements that Obama's Justice Department set up. And now it's exonerated people that had been accused falsely, and it's shown who was really up to it. Oh, and who was covering this? Back at the time when highly decorated, top tier, he ran their foreign detail for the Secret Service, agent in charge of operations, Dan Bongino a few years ago tweeted out when Hillary was saying, oh, the Secret Service doesn't have any corruption on us. He said back to her handler, be careful, Nick. People know things not yet released publicly about your Messiah Hillary. Don't poke the bear, loser, because she flew on the plane too. You may not like the results. Hashtag Epstein, hashtag Emailgate, tweeted Bongino. And here is that tweet for you. Now, why is this so huge? Because this implicates Republicans as well, mainly Democrats. And if this unravels, which it is unraveling now, there's no way they can hide it, even if they have corrupt Clinton people and Obama people still at the Justice Department. As this comes out, there's no way they're going to get away with it because a bunch of people are going to get charged. Epstein's already been arrested again. And there's a total blueprint. Secret Service agents were reportedly disgusted when girls that were clearly 13, 14 years old who weren't with their parents were brought on and were sitting in men's laps and stuff. So it's admitted, and it's in all the court filings, but was in the news years ago, that the Secret Service, they started not having them on the planes. And that Bill Clinton would ditch his, quote, Secret Service because the Secret Service wasn't going to put up with it. Obviously. In fact, they should have gone public then. But they did go public. And Bongino's had his house broken into, his car. He's been threatened. A lot of folks have been threatened. I've been threatened over this. I've been told I better shut up about what's going on in the Caribbean. And everything will stop. All the attacks, all the lawsuits, all the threats. Well, guess what? You failed, globalist. I didn't shut up. And InfoWars has been first to be on top of this. That's why they did the whole fake Pizzagate thing. Real stuff in the spirit cooking in New York. They diverted off to a pizza place where stuff wasn't going on, didn't have a basement, to get the whole media to cover it. We covered that media coverage. We then got blamed with it falsely. To then say, oh, Hillary's not involved with kids. Oh, she just represented hardcore convicted pedophiles and rapists when she was first a lawyer. That was her specialty. She just continues to be involved in sex trafficking. One of the heads of her foundation is a convicted sex trafficker out of the Caribbean, again, who changed her name and now runs Amber Alert. Yes, you can't make this up, ladies and gentlemen. This rabbit hole goes so damn deep. But what this means is Trump's getting control of the Justice Department. Trump is getting some justice out of the courts. And the arrogance of the Clintons trying to threaten Trump with this, because he knew Epstein from New York and business and things, never flew with him, never was in, you know, private stuff with him. The fact that they knew that was their Achilles heel, so they tried to blame it on Trump. Like Russia was Hillary's Achilles heel, Uranium-1, so they blame that on Trump. When you've really done it, you blame who is innocent. But it backfired because people sued, the documents got released, and it proves that they are the ones doing this. This is so huge. And it shows that Trump is completely focused and a lot of big things are about to happen. And the gloves are off. And I can tell you from inside information that it's incredibly dangerous to even know that I'm going to release when we come back that Trump is for real. He's going for broke and that we are living in incredibly historic times. Speaking of that, we have some major initiatives that I need to launch that will devastate the globalists in a big way. Really exciting things that I'm not at liberty to talk about on air. A lot of behind-the-scenes things going on that we don't take credit for. I'll just leave it at that. But we are the real defense force for this country and this republic. You are the support system. You are just as important as I am, just as important as my crew are. And something very exciting just happened. We know when we have a zeitgeist. We put on sale these Betsy Ross flags, America back shirts. And I said only 4,000 would be printed. We sold half of them in 2 days. They're all about to sell out. So get the limited editions now. We'll have a new limited edition. It's so popular. But InfoWarsStore.com, and it helps fund these initiatives. We need a lot of money, and selling these T-shirts is a great way to do it. Plus, it'll trigger these anti-free speech, anti-American libtards. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Folks, we are launching another limited edition right now. T-shirt, we're only going to have 4,000 of these. There's four different variants, two different shirts in white and in navy blue. I'm very excited about it. It is the Betsy Ross flag, the first flag made by an abolitionist, made by an American. She came up with the design. It's a beautiful flag, one of the most recognizable in history, if not world history. And it's a white shirt on the front that has the flag in red, white, and blue right across the chest, big. And then under it, it says, "These colors don't run." On the back, it says, "America is back, Infowars.com." There's another variant, the Betsy Ross flag, established 1776. And on the back, it says, "America's back, Infowars.com." So two different variants, two different colors. That's four shirts. We're printing 1,000 of each. The order was put in yesterday. The place where they make them in America is printing them now. They'll be shipped to us by next week, 2 weeks for delivery. So get your Betsy Ross Infowars limited edition shirts exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And we fund this revolution the old-fashioned way. We earn it with your support, with high-quality products that are win-wins. InfoWarsStore.com. Go right there for all of the great apparel. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the shirts make it all.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache.
This is the heart of 1776.
It's 12 o'clock, Americans. Another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Welcome back to this Sunday, July 7th, 2019 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to play an extremely powerful clip from President Trump's July 4th historic speech, where he talks about the second American Revolution is here, 1776, worldwide, John Paul Jones, I've only begun to fight, and so much more. Let me break this down as best I can. You're going to get real inside the White House intel. Without even trying, in the last 4 days, I have talked to three people that have personally met with Trump in the last week. Now, I want to be clear. This isn't me up here bragging like the mainstream media does, that, oh, they've got all these White House sources and these leaks that are almost all completely made up and false and garbage. These are real people that Trump trusts having real conversations. And that's something the corporate fake media, the fake news craves, is real access. They don't have it. I have access to the Pentagon. I have access to the intelligence agencies. I have access to the Oval Office. And that's why they want me off air. This isn't like I'm up here bragging. This is like being a general on the front lines dancing around in your full uniform. But it's something I've got to do, is walk this tightrope. Because we influence the president. The president influences us. He believes in Americana. He loves InfoWars. He loves our audience. And he keeps his ear to the ground and takes information from InfoWars and really looks at it as from the people. So we're a major populist bullhorn, like Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity. We're one of the only ones out there, probably four or five. And Trump increasingly doesn't care what the New York Times or Washington Post says anymore. He used to care. He understands that it's a true war and that they don't want success and that they really want to stop the country from coming back. Trump totally wants a peace deal with North Korea. He totally wants a good economy. He totally loves everybody. He really wants to deliver. Why wouldn't he? The guy that turned America around, he'd be as great as George Washington. And he now gets just how bad D.C. is and just how bad the bureaucrats are. And he's really gotten his sea legs under him. And there's just so much to talk about and then so much that I shouldn't talk about. I'll say this, and it's not to get heat off my back. This is to give everybody really good news. We have successfully radicalized the president of the United States. CNN's right when they say it's the InfoWars presidency. We have successfully radicalized the Pentagon. We have successfully radicalized the CIA. I'm not trying to brag. It just happened. We did it. This audience did it. Matt Drudge, Amplifying, the other shows. All of you did it. All we did was reboot Americana, things that make sense. All we did was believe in a good future and believe in promoting free market and family and Second Amendment and Jesus Christ over world government and Hollywood and communism and pedophilia and rich bankers who are above the law and pay no tax but lecture us all day. And Warren Buffett getting $486 billion of banker bailout but lecturing us that we need to pay more taxes. They have rejected them. And InfoWars has been the star in the crown in that fight by God's grace. But the enemy thinks if they can take me out, that somehow that will shut down what's happened. It's a chain reaction. You can't stop it. And I'm not just saying that. I don't just say things and hope they're true. You're done. You're screwed. It's over. You may be able to take us out. You may be able to hold on for a while, but you're never going to win. It's over. No amount of AI, no amount of censorship. You're done. Definitely this crop of control freaks, the Clintons and the Pelosi's, and they're all eating their own, and Biden and Obama and all, and all the EU lackeys and all of you criminals that try to set up a world government you run at our expense. We do the hanging, not you. And so we successfully raise the alarm, and your goose is cooked. And so I'm still going to fight really hard, and InfoWars is important, but the public gets the paradigm. Because when I say I radicalized the president, it was already there. We just triggered it. And the enemy attacking Trump proved everything we said. And the globalists coming out and say they hate America, and that we should have a race war, and that pedophilia is good. It's real. And so we told everybody how they were. It came true. They showed themselves. They unmasked, trying to scare everybody. See, they thought we were scared. No, we were asleep. And you're now trying to terrorize us, only pissed us off. So here's the good news. The public's awake. And you can kill me tomorrow. Nobody's shutting up. Nobody's going away. People have your number. They've got your blueprints. They've got how you work. They've got how you operate. And it's over. It's over. Now, it's going to be a rough process, but you're broken up. Your back is broken. We're going to go to this powerful clip of the president. We'll come back with more of this because this is so central. And then all the tectonic things that are happening and so much more. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Thomas Jefferson wrote the words that forever changed the course of humanity. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. With a single sheet of parchment and 56 signatures, America began the greatest political journey in human history. But on that day, the patriots who would determine the ultimate success of the struggle were 100 miles away in New York. There, the Continental Army prepared to make its stand, commanded by the beloved General George Washington. As the delegates debated the Declaration in Philadelphia, Washington's army watched from Manhattan as a massive British invading fleet loomed dangerously across New York Harbor. The British had come to crush the revolution in its infancy. Washington's message to his troops laid bare the stakes. He wrote, "The fate of unborn millions will now depend under God on the courage and conduct of this army. We have therefore to resolve to conquer or die." Days later, General Washington ordered the declaration read aloud to the troops. The assembled soldiers just joined an excited crowd running down Broadway. They toppled the statue of King George and melted it into bullets for battle. The faraway king would soon learn a timeless lesson about the people of this majestic land. Americans love our freedom, and no one will ever take it away from us.
Bring briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That's Super Mel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me quantify what I got into last segment, because this is so central. ABC News, CBS, CNN, all of them, they desired above all else to have access to Trump. Because you see, Trump's actually the president. He's actually calling the shots. If they could co-opt him, they'd be happy. But they are totally freaked out because of bureaucracy and these roundtables, like the CFR, would come up with a consensus, and then all of those people that were in those roundtables would make hundreds of millions of dollars a year
a piece in some cases, billions a year in some, off of parlaying all of that access. Well, along comes the second American Revolution that Trump talked about earlier. And what are they going to do? Well, they're going to try to reach into everybody in his orbit. They're going to try to get their operatives into place. They're going to try to threaten everybody in his orbit to join them or be destroyed. They're going to use their NSA access that all these Democrats from Obama and Hillary era and the Clinton era and the Bush era are still in place. And so they're going to use their national security clearances, Clapper and Brennan and Mudd and all the rest of them, to run around wreaking havoc trying to block Trump's agenda. And then along comes InfoWars. Along comes people on the street. Along comes folks calling into the White House. And the president is up late at night just answering the switchboard to see many nights what you think and what you're saying. It's incredible. They want to cut that access off. And so what I announced earlier was they failed cutting the access off. They failed miserably. When they told Trump, when John Kelly and others told Trump that he couldn't read InfoWars or he couldn't watch my show or he couldn't see clips of it that people were bringing him from the security detail and so many others, that made Trump only seek that out even more. And then that accelerated the process of Trump becoming, quote, radicalized. And to be clear, the globalists are radicals. They want open borders, world government. They want to break up the family. They want a technocracy, a worldwide police state, Islamic invasions, all of this. And you can only defeat something that radical by admitting it's radical and taking radical measures against it. If your leg has gangrene and your whole body's going to die, you cut it off. If you got cancer that's going to kill you, it's going to hurt to have the surgery, but you get it out. And so that's what's happening here, is that they proved they were the baddies. And they proved it to everybody. And that and their fake polls, that's out in the news. I'll cover it next segment. ABC hides Trump approval surge with voters, says he's in trouble. But all the real internal polls show he's way up 15 points. And the president gets that. Remember how all the polls were wrong in 2016? Because they were paid to lie, to oversample 15 points on average Democrats. But Democrats have nobody at their events, no crowd showing up. They had like 20 people to protest Trump on the 4th of July versus hundreds of thousands to celebrate. They are failing, and they're in their death throes, and they're panicking. So they're trying to sink the country as their only hope. And so, by them persecuting InfoWars, by them censoring us, in some ways we're unable to reach larger audiences and new audiences on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and places, and Google's delisted us. But it doesn't matter, because the people that count, really smart folks that are in government, in corporations, in academia, in banking, they now know that everything we ever talked about was super dead on in the main, in the general, and they are now going off of it as a blueprint. When all I researched was human history, American history, freedom versus tyranny, and I believed in you, and I believed we could have a Renaissance reboot, and guess what? You are coming into my store, and you're buying into that because you know it's something you already bought into when you were born. It's who you already are, and I bought into who you are. We're buying into success and a future and freedom together, and that angers the globalists so much. Just the access that people crave. That corrupt lawyer that went to jail for his own crimes, nothing to do with Trump. He was getting tens of millions of dollars apiece from big corporations just in the hope that he would influence Trump. Michael Cohen. That's going on everywhere. Trump has banned the lobbyist. But still then, anybody that gets to talk to Trump is seen as a lobbyist, and that drives the globalists crazy. It's like you're getting to talk to the queen of the prom or something. And these are all social climbers that are obsessed with status and obsessed with the cocktail parties and the in-groups. Now, can you imagine what it's like for Brian Stelter and all of them to go to hear Trump word for word repeating days later what I've said? Do you know how that infuriates them and how that drives them crazy? And that's why they're suing us and trying to shut us down and attacking us. But here's the good news. People aren't even plagiarizing what I've said. They're seeing what I already saw and what you see. We're all experiencing it. And now there's the Great Awakening. The blinders are being taken away and we're all seeing it. And that's the radicalization of reality. Is that people now know the globalist paradigm, they know the globalist plan, and then once you know the plan and how it works, you see all their operations, and you see where they're bragging in their own elite publications to each other how they're doing it. They were so arrogant, they've admitted it all. And all we've got to do is then research what they're doing, realize it's bad for everybody, it's illegal, and say no to the damn thing. But they thought a giant confidence act, a confidence game like tyrants have done throughout history, that they could go further and further and further. But they went too far. They're not history's actors. Remember Karl Rove? There was a cocktail party. CNN, ABC News, New York Times was there. And they said to Karl Rove, they said, hey, you said there were WMDs. Now you say there weren't. You know, people remember you lied. And he said, I control reality. And I'll tell you what's new reality next week. It may be totally different. And you'll go dutifully report it. Because we are history's actors now. This is the end of history. The public doesn't matter. Well, guess what? You're hated. You're reviled, Rove. Everybody knows you're a liar. You have no credibility. That's the same thing for all these delusional scum. Now, here's a powerful piece with Attorney Barnes talking about Trump's speech in a two-minute summation, and then we'll be back from break. History's happening. Stay with us. Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the public officials that care about this, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression.
And let's be absolutely crystal clear here. Big railroads and big steel and big oil had Pinkerton Security, killed thousands, were horribly corrupt, gouged small-time farmers, ran all sorts of scams. But they weren't reading all your mail. They didn't know what bra size your wife wears or what size tampons and what you like to watch porn-wise. They didn't know what was in your bank account. They didn't know what God you worship or don't worship. This is omnipresent level abuse, and coupled with the monopolies, it is the ultimate Mark of the Beast styled nightmare system. And remember, InfoWars was the vanguard of being banned first, the most banned, and at the vanguard of fighting it, because we are the vanguard. You are the vanguard. Step into the history, folks.
The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world. And that's the reason why, because it created this little democratic experiment, an independent free press, independent free speech of the ordinary Americans coming together collectively and aggregately through their financial support of InfoWars to make real the original promise of an independent free press, to make real the actions of independent free speech in our electoral arena, in our social and cultural influential arena that shapes people's minds, shapes people's thoughts, to where you can choose your own news and your own views and share and spread those with the rest of the world. That is why it was the target for a totalitarian, authoritarian, control-oriented, big tech, big media
collusion. They use our openness as our weakness.
Precisely. And real collusion. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even if it is what you just saw.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Preview. Preview. Preview.
Final round. Fight.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I told you that I'd give you some of the real secrets of the White House, and I already have. I've explained how it works, what makes Trump tick, the fact that he's really for real. But I want to just lay out some of the things I've learned from people very close to the president that CNN and the New York Times would kill to get. Trump is planning on taking action against big tech in the next few months for the censorship, for the election meddling. And he always goes through a process of meeting with big tech first, meeting with whoever he's upset with first, giving them a chance, watching, seeing what they do, seeing if they fulfill agreements and promises. Instead, they just lied to him. And then he has more meetings with them to warn him again. And then he meets with the opposition, and he meets with the people that have been persecuted to develop a battle plan. That's why next Thursday we'll be covering it live. Social media icons like Carpe Donctum and many others that I've talked to and have reached out to me that do not wish to be known until they're there for a lot of obvious reasons. You get targeted by the media for this. They hate the access. Are going to be meeting with Trump and then having breakaway events and meetings after that. And some of this I'm not at liberty to get into, but Trump is talking to the best minds from the grassroots up with his chief of staff for the campaign, Brad Parcells. And Trump is formulating an action plan, and he's tired of his lawyers and people at the Justice Department who he said go after him for antitrust, go after him for election meddling, not taking action. And so he's developing a whole range of systems from cutting federal funding to any of these groups, any advertising, to not letting U.S. military bases visit these sites because they've been compromised by the Chinese in the case of Apple and Google. That's on record, just like Huawei. To promoting new platforms, which they've already been beta testing, like Parler and some others. So these folks are all going to be there. Hundreds of people are going to be there. Not so much journalists, but I'll just leave it at that. I've got some folks that are obviously... So these folks are all going to be there. Hundreds of people are going to be there. Not so much journalists, but I'll just leave it at that. I've got some folks that are obviously going to be there representing us, but I'll let the media try to figure out who. But I have talked to about 10 of the people that are going to be there have reached out to me, or I've reached out to them. I haven't talked to Ben Garrison yet. They're not trying to call an anti-Semite or saying Soros is a puppet master. Over people in the White House. It turned out his former head of global initiatives was the lady they put in Trump's administration to do all the hiring. We exposed that first with Stone. And then Cernovich commissioned a deal. They're calling it anti-Semitic. That's how they operate. So tomorrow I'm going to have Carpe Donctum on to talk more about this. And Tommy Robinson is going to issue a huge announcement, his biggest announcement ever, exclusively on the broadcast tomorrow. He was on exclusively Friday. He's facing more prison time and solitary confinement for the crime of journalism. They're calling that contempt of court. It's incredible. He's going to have an emergency message tomorrow. I'll just say it to Trump and others. He's facing death. He says he's ready to die, but he's going to make a very bold move tomorrow on the broadcast. We'll have a lot more of the inside baseball on what's happening at the White House, what's happening in the fight against globalism, what's happening with people being persecuted for what they do in the media and the press, and for being patriots. But the bottom line is this. The globalists are losing control, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists have lost the narrative. The people hate them. None of their lies, none of their tricks work anymore. So they double down and do even bigger lies, like people are drinking out of toilets, AOC, and there was nobody at Trump's rally, and show it 5 hours before it started. And people now know, wow, you really lie. You don't just lie some. You don't just spin. You are out of control, and so we're winning. It's a dangerous time. The globalists are going to pull a lot of stuff, but we're winning. Here's a clip from Friday's interview with Tommy Robinson. Very, very powerful, very, very scary. And then the second hour is coming up on the earthquake threat, 125 times stronger, and so much more. Second hour straight ahead. Whatever you do, tell everyone you know, Infowars.com/show. Stay with us. Here's Tommy Robinson. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cry to appease are hung by those they tried to please. Tommy Robinson, we didn't talk much before you went live on air. I don't know the answer to this. You usually know the answer. What's the best bet on what's going to happen to you, my friend, next week? Tell us when the sentencing is, and tell us what you think you're facing.
I think I'm going to jail. The best bet I've got now is to launch another appeal. Again, Alex, £115,000 we've spent fighting this case. This is what a lot of it comes to. So now, if I lodge an appeal, it's another £30,000 minimum. Yeah? So that, if not, they're eating you up. So if I lodge an appeal, if I get sent to jail next Thursday, then I can apply for bail to get out of jail whilst I await my appeal. But what it's shown me...
No, they eat you up like cancer. Same thing's happening to us. They're suing Owen as well. Keep going.
It's shown me that they don't care. They don't care that the world's watching. They don't care that they haven't followed their own laws. They do not care. They are changing and you... Do you know what, Alex? I was charged. Originally, they told the whole world that I prejudiced the trial and I risked collapsing. Yeah? When two separate judges went for said, actually, no, he didn't. There's nothing he says that does that. That case then gets dropped, yeah? I then get out. I'm released from prison for what they call an unlawful and a flawed process within the courts. Then, for 5 months, the Attorney General sits on this. I produce a documentary, Panorama. Panorama completely exposes the corruption of the BBC working alongside far-left George Soros organisations to frame me for sexual allegations. We have undercover footage of it. The biggest expose on the BBC.
Let's explain. You got millions of views in one day. YouTube banned it. We aired it. Tell folks the name of it. It's on your site so people can find it. Where their undercover video admitting, just set him up. Say he raped you. Say he assaulted you. And they go, well, but that's not true. This is what they do.
This is it's called Panorama. So Panorama is the BBC's flagship show. We call ours Panorama. We had their lead investigator, their face of Panorama, on camera, setting me up, blatantly setting me up. The biggest expose of the BBC in this country has ever seen, and not one single British journalist talked about it. I was removed from Facebook, removed from YouTube, all within 24 hours. I was completely deplatformed from everywhere within 24 hours. And 5 days later, the Attorney General ordered me to be prosecuted on these charges. These charges, which they've created because they're completely separate charges to the charges I was originally put in jail for when they first put me in jail, they added two new charges of causing anxiety to the Muslim paedophiles.
So this is the whole leftist system of you hurt my feelings, therefore the Magna Carta 1215 means nothing. So pulling back big picture, you've had tens of thousands in the streets for you. You've basically relaunched a whole new yellow vest movement in the UK. What is the, and you're not threatening anything, but what is your concern of if you do go to prison or they do hurt you again or they do throw acid in your face again or they do try to stab you again or, God forbid, they do kill you, what could this set off for these arrogant tyrants?
This is the thing, like, I'm feeling sorry for myself, yeah, which I need to slap out of and snap out of, but at the same time, as far as our cause, yeah, and everything's for our cause, send me to jail and kill me in prison and watch the country go. So essentially, I know that's a stupid thing to say, but essentially, I've always said it, this country needs a revolution. Yeah? Put me in jail, have me killed if you stupid morons think that's going to not do it. And I only wish that I'd be here to watch the country rise, because it's going to take a moment. I've always said it's going to take something. They have no idea what they're doing. Yeah? So essentially, for the cause, please, the best thing you could have done is find me guilty on all three charges. The best thing you can do for my cause and our country's cause and our people's cause and the uprising of people against your totalitarianism, the best thing you could do is find me guilty. The best thing you could do is slam me with a prison sentence. The last thing I'm going to do is beg you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may
may not realize
is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.